host, Space Coast, and welcome to another edition of the Florida Today podcast. I'm Christina LaFortune. This week, we're talking about a Melbourne mom who's finding hope in a personal tragedy. But first, I'd like to remind everyone to click subscribe in the iTunes or Google Play stores, or follow in the Stitcher Radio or Podomatic apps, so you never miss an episode. And as a reminder, you can follow me on Twitter at LaFortuneC. That's at LaFortuneC. As a mother mourning the loss of her only child, Michelle Lee knows pain. But through support groups and the kindness of friends and family, the Melbourne woman also knows hope. In May of 2015, Michelle's son, Adam Lee, died in a freak accident at Orlando International Airport, where he fell 15 feet from the airport tram during an unauthorized ride. Adam Lee, an Orlando videographer and editor, graduated from Satellite High in 2001 and the University of Central Florida in 2005. Now, nearly 2 years after losing the 32-year-old Adam, Michelle Lee talks about coping with tragedy and how she gained a family of support through her beloved son. In her interview with Florida Today reporter Jennifer Sangalang, Michelle speaks softly when talking about Adam, just above a whisper. But she recalls his funny nature, and it makes her smile through the tears.
Adam was a big man with a big heart. He was known for his big beard, his big hugs, and his kindness. Yeah. So, he loved to travel, could make friends anywhere, anytime. Just a good guy.
Early in the morning on May 8, 2015, four people, two Bombardier employees, Adam Lee, and an unidentified friend, were on the tram at Orlando International Airport during a safety check. Lee and his friend were riding the tram, unauthorized, with Adam at the controls. Because the vehicle was in maintenance mode, the tram would automatically brake if not controlled. When Lee took his hands off the controls, the tram, traveling 5 miles per hour, suddenly stopped, propelling him through the windshield. Michelle Lee's brother, Mark Baker of Melbourne, said his sister is still coping and has a long way to go, but she has a great support network.
And you never get over anything like that. Never, ever, ever. Because it's part of your heart's been ripped out. It's like having a leg cut off. You learn to live with a prosthesis, but it's not the same as having your leg. You know, so she will survive. She will be the gracious, beautiful lady she's always been. But she'll never get over it. And that's okay. It's okay. It's okay. He was the epitome of a gracious, generous soul. And even though I only knew him as an uncle, and so therefore I only saw him once in a while, Christmas time, Thanksgiving, that kind of thing, it was obvious whenever you talked to him how generous of soul he was. No prejudice, no boundaries as far as people are concerned. And that was really proven when we had his memorial service. I have never seen, ever, even for famous people, an attendance like that. I mean, they were packed like sardines inside the memorial chapel, out into the street, listening from the parking lot for his service. That's how loved he was. And the reason people are loved that way is because that's the way they love. Without any sense of, you have to meet my standard, I just love you the way you are, who you are. That's the way he was. And that's why she's hurting like she is, and we all miss him.
What helps you keep his memory alive?
Well, he's pretty unforgettable. You don't forget him. He's part of me. So although part of me is now missing, he's always with me. I'm fortunate that I have a huge support system. I have a lot of people around me that are just there for me. I've inherited a lot of kids, I say, from my son, because his vast network of friends through social media, they reach out to me all the time. So that's been a big help.
Do you have any advice for parents going through a loss?
The one thing I can say is that a fantastic organization is the Compassionate Friends. It's a support group of other parents that have been through this. And there's local chapters all over. We have meetings here in Brevard. But besides the physical meeting, there's also a lot of online information. And it's been a really helpful source for me. Even if I'm not there in person, I can go online and get support. Because nobody else knows what you're going through, like somebody who's going through it.
Can you tell me, I guess one thing you want to tell the world about your son?
He was kind, and he was caring. He embraced life, and I think showed us how we should be with each other. Always gave a big hug. Had a knack for listening to you. Just be considerate. Yeah, he was like that.
Adam Lee's father established a scholarship in his son's memory at UCF for the field of digital media.
Is the scholarship really called the Video Dude Scholarship?
No, it's called the Adam T. Lee Endowed Scholarship for Excellence in Digital Media. I like to call it the Video Dude Scholarship because that's how he referred to himself, as the Video Dude.
To donate to the Adam T. Lee Endowed Scholarship in Digital Media Excellence, visit ucffoundation.org/Adam Lee. That's ucffoundation.org/ADAMLEE. No doubt the Video Dude Scholarship has extra special meaning to Adam's parents. Michelle Lee, a mom still in mourning, explains why.
When his dad and I were talking about the idea of a scholarship, his dad said that he had heard said that in life we each die three times. The time you physically pass, the time we remember them in a memorial type service or funeral, and the last time somebody says your name. So this ensures his name goes on.
You can read more of Florida Today reporter Jennifer Sangalang's story on floridatoday.com and on the Florida Today mobile and tablet apps. And you can follow Jennifer on Twitter and Instagram at @byjensangalang. That's @BYJENSANGALANG. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening to the Florida Today podcast, part of the USA Today Network.